Shalom Aleichem, my dear Rav. Parsha Shmini, chapter 11, pasuk 11. I think I see the last Rashi who quotes Chulin 67a. Does this imply we can eat bugs or shrimp if they never touch the bottom of the seabed? Stephen Mankus, North Miami Beach, Florida, my good friend Steve Mankus over many, many years. No, the Rashi there is referring to a Gemara that says the following, that sea creatures that don't have fins and scales, which normally are non-kosher, but if they grow in contained water, not in flowing water, not in seas or rivers or whatever, but in areas of contained water, then one is allowed to drink that water, even though he's going to be ingesting these creatures that the Torah says is mutter. However, if they leave those containers and they come back, or they go to the sides of the container or whatever, and it's, again, only containers in the ground, not flowing water, and only these kinds of sea creatures that don't have fins and scales that actually grew and were hatched or whatever in these containers, never left them. Then the situation is that one is allowed to ingest them. But if there's any doubt whether they left the container, then it's they're prohibited to be eaten, and therefore, for most practical purposes, this heter is really not operative. If you want to see the source of this, look in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, Simen Pei Dalet, Sif Aleph, and Beis and Gimel. And basically what it says there is it's a special halacha that things that these kinds of sea creatures, little sea creatures that don't have fins and scales, that grow in either vessels or in the ground, but not they're not water that is flowing water, in other words, natural springs or something like that, there this heter doesn't apply, then one is allowed to put his mouth into the body of water and drink it, even though he ingests these things. But he's not allowed to draw the water into a clay, because then these things separated from that body of water, and that's for sure prohibited.